Hey, how are you doing today? I pray that you all are doing well wherever you may be around the globe. I say great morning, great evening, great night, wherever you might be around the globe. Thank you for tuning in to Mental and Love Notes 101. This is your girl, Pastor DeCio Suggs. I thank you for tuning in to the broadcast on today. I thank you for subscribing. If you have not subscribed, subscribe to Mental and Love Notes 101 or subscribe to the YouTube channel, Prophetess CL Suggs. I'm elated for what God is doing in this season and in this time. We are definitely springing forth. We are moving into a new era and time. We are thankful to God. There are different things that's getting ready to happen. There are different things that's getting ready to take place. But even in the Bible, it began to tell us in Isaiah, said, "Behold, I will do a new thing." Ask us a question. Shall it spring forth? It was a question mark there, and ye not know it. So God is letting us know that even in the midst of when he asks a question, he also provides an answer, because he said he will make a way. He will make a way in the wilderness, and he will make a way in the desert. I'm so thankful to God that I can read his word, his promises, and know that whenever he asks a question, he also backs it up with an answer. And we can trust and rely on the answer of God. In the midst of this and what we are going through in this time and this season, God is doing a whole lot of things on the earth realm. And he's doing things that's going to shake a lot of people's faith. It's going to shake a lot of people's faith, not to discourage anybody, not to deter anyone, but to also let people know who's real and who's fake, who's authentic and who's not, who's the wheat and who's the tare. Because in the time of the shifting, God has got to do this, because when it's all over, said and done, God's going to only take home his who will have a heart for him, who has a heart to do the will of him, who cries, "Abba, Father." God is amazing. God is doing new things even as we speak. Even as we speak, whether it's the elements, the natural elements of the world, whether it's the spiritual elements of things that we see in the spiritual realm, God is doing some new things, and I am forever thankful and I am forever grateful for what he is doing and how he is using his people to do it. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised in all things. I know that we have been on the subject of forgiveness, and I was going back into the subject line of the servant in Matthew chapter 18 who ask and beg for mercy and ask and beg, and he owed all this money, and the Lord was able to forgive him and cleared him of all his debt. But yet he turned around and he began to have someone, a servant, owe him some money. And instead of him doing the same thing that was done to him, he do the opposite. And he began to, the Bible said that he began to put his hands on the man, put his hands around the man's neck, and demanded his $10. And so the question goes on to, now if you was forgiven, why didn't you forgive this man who owe you less than you owe the next man? And because he and the guys who was with him saw the behavior and saw the action of what he had done, and they went and told the Lord. They went and told the same one that had just forgave him. So the second time, the Bible said the second time when he came back, he said he couldn't even stand with no excuse, because now you done been found out. And he said, "You wicked servant. You wicked, because you didn't do the things that I had done for you. I forgiven you and you didn't forgive somebody else." This it goes beyond just forgiveness, but this was a time of showing us this man was unmerciful. He was unmerciful for forgiving this guy who owed him less than what you had owed. So he began to be bound and turned over into the hands of the tormentors. Why? Because you didn't do unto others like you wanted somebody to do to you. The second time. I know people say God is a God of second chances, but no, he's a God of many chances. But when you come back to him the second time, and if you are still doing the thing that you once were doing and did not turn from your wicked ways, then you're going to be turned over to the hands of the tormentors. This guy had everything made for him. You were let loose of the debt that you owed. And yet you couldn't even return the favor to the next man. But yet, not only did you throw him in prison, you threw him and his whole family. How can that man pay you a debt now that he's in prison? Whether it's humility, whether it's confession, whether it's prayer, that is the debt that we continue to owe God. God done wiped everything off. But the least we can do is continue to be humble. The least we can do is continue to confess our fault one with another. The least we can do is make sure we pray without ceasing. Because that's a forever call. We can never pay God back for what we owe him. But least we can do to try to pay off or to be appreciative of what was done is to continue to walk in humility, continue to confess our fault, and continue to intercede in prayer, not just for our own self, but even for others. What are you doing with the time that has been lent to you? This is not your time. You don't own time. We are all on borrowed time. But what are you doing with the time that has been allotted to you? Because God is going to come back for his investment. And I pray that he come back saying that you did something worthy and noble with the time that had been allotted to you. Instead of wasting time. We can waste time and we can allow others to waste our time. But don't you dare waste your own time. Do something productive. Do something kingdom minded. That God be glorified. Because as long as we making sure that he is glorified, that he is in the forefront, that he is doing being the one that's being seen, God is going to be glorified in all areas of our life. Continue to trust way when you don't know the way. Continue to walk in not only forgiveness, but continue to walk in mercy. As the Bible said, be ye merciful for I was mercy, because I'm mercy. Be merciful. That's what God wants us to do. Be merciful. And to know that if somebody owe you a debt and you know they're struggling to pay it, release them. So God can be glorified. All right, you good people. This is your girl, Prophetess Pastor C.L. Suss. I pray much blessing be upon you. If you have the opportunity, if you have daughters, young ladies, young women, we are having an event on March the 25th at 10 o'clock at the Farmville Library. We would love for you to come. If you can't come, please sow the seed of prayer. And if always you want to sow into the ministry, go to www.crcinternationalministries.com and sow on the donation page. We appreciate you, we thank you, and we glorify God in this movement that we are doing with our young ladies. All right, peace and blessings.